I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Air Force officials say a previously reported 150,000-gallon dump of toxic water in the Colorado Springs sewer system didn't actually happen. They're now saying it was 20,000 gallons that evaporated in a firefighting training pit. Authorities say the previous announcement was premature in an effort to be transparent. A new report outlines how Colorado Springs can become a more age-friendly city. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky has more.
The 116-page report and action plan comes from the Colorado Springs nonprofit Innovations in Aging, which recently partnered with Mayor John Southers to help make the city more accessible to older adults. Innovations in Aging Director Claire Anderson says the report includes many actionable goals related to keeping the elderly independent and at home.
We know that people like to stay in their homes and in their neighborhoods and the place where they have connections and friends and where they feel comfortable.
The report emphasizes a need for affordable housing and transportation options for seniors. Anderson says it's based on survey results from more than 200 seniors and input from elder care community leaders. The goals are not only limited to home life. As part of the initiative, the Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado has created an age-friendly business certification, which recognizes business efforts to accommodate older customers. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
The report and action plan will officially be released today. This is 91.5 KRCC News.